It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What you got there, Dusty?
What do I got?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is my Friday, though. I'll tell you that much. I got my big... I'm excited about this. Member guest?
You...
This weekend starts tomorrow.
You know I love when you do member guest. It's a good thing.
It's once a year, man.
You and Big Brother get to have some fun together. So I do love that. You gloat about days being your Friday more than anybody else at the station, though.
Okay.
I'm very humble about my vacations. I don't shove it in your face.
Show your work.
I believe I can show you the last 2 years. Outside of Jamaica, I did talk.
Can we go a show without Nick talking about the cabin boys?
I did. Well, no, that's me talking about my friends.
Excuse me. Talking about the cabin?
That's my blood. How many times do I reference the cabin on a daily basis?
Because you go there and it's your getaway.
Yeah, but I'm not like, hey, Dustin, I'm going to the cabin and you're not.
You did.
He once told us he would never move there, though. Like, he would never try to make it a case that he would never go to a cabin. But he goes to a cabin every year.
Wait, what do you mean I wouldn't move to a cabin?
We talked about places you would move.
I don't remember that. Because there's a spot in Chandlersville, Ohio, that somebody that I'm not a fan of used to live at, but they lived at the very top of a hill. If I could buy their old house and burn it down, which serves a double purpose, I would enjoy to burn their old house down, and then build the perfect cabin on it, that might be the case. I would live in a cabin. But no, my point is, you slippery wizard me there. That was very good
of
you. That you just turned it around, and then you brought Keith in.
Watch out for Keith.
I am happy that it is your Friday, even though I'll miss you while you're at member guest.
It's the weekend of the year for me that I look forward to. My brother and I, even though we live close to each other, we don't really see each other that often because he's very busy, and I'm busy, and we got families and all that stuff. So we spend 3 days together, and it's... awesome.
I'm very excited for that. Also, so I brought in some fast food for lunch because your boy had a busy morning today, was kind of getting the old house done, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, to which Meredith said, they have those in Ohio? And if I told you the specific fast food joint, we don't do free promotions here on the air. That's not the kind of station we are. If I told you the fast food restaurant that she said they have those in Ohio, I think everybody would wonder what planet she's from. This would be equivalent to oh, hey, I just shopped at Aldi's. Oh, they have those in Ohio? What, they got a Dollar Gin around your place? No, me, never. And while we're on the topic of football being back, what?
Have you heard of this place called McDonald's?
Yeah.
They have those in Ohio?
So it's not quite that level, but it was enough.
Almost.
It was enough that everybody in the studio said, you need to get out of Lakewood a little bit more. Like, we need you to...
Yeah, she's still living in COVID?
Does she
leave the house?
I mean, I think she leaves... I mean, I see her right now, so she has to leave the house, but...
Maybe she lives here.
And this is the one, that's the one! This is the one fast food joint I'm cool with you, making an exception for.
It's not fast food.
Yeah, no, it's fast. And it's
fast,
delicious.
And it's, I do not consider it fast food.
I correct. I correct. I don't know what there's.
Language is hard?
It is very hard. Also, in the name of football returning, have you seen this Jim Harbaugh quote?
Nope, but I want to.
Jim Harbaugh, after day one of camp, feels like New Year's Day, feels like being born. It was like coming out of the womb. What are we doing there, Jim? I'll be honest, I'm so jealous of the LA media. Can you imagine Jim Harbaugh, if the Browns had ever pulled off that trade for Harbaugh in, 13 or 14?
Who is it that said he remembers being born? Terrence Howard?
Yes.
Is Harbaugh going full Howard?
I think he's going full Howard. I think that's exactly. there's no drug strong enough for you to remember being born, just so we're clear. Right? There's no, I guarantee you. When any one of us tries ayahuasca, we're not going to be like, oh, hey, Yeah, I saw the doc. Yeah, slapped me on the ass. What an a-hole.
Here comes the baby.
Were you born in Australia?
Ah, crikey. What you going to name him?
Auckland.
On Browns News, Nick Chubb and Jack Conklin amongst the players on PUP, or that will start training camp on PUP. So that is a little bit of a news there, to kind of start your day. As tomorrow, the Browns will be in West Virginia at the Greenbrier, officially getting training camp underway. I don't think either one of those, or DeAnthony Bell, there's a couple other guys, unless I don't think really any of those guys surprised us.
No. It's so weird that we're training camp begins tomorrow.
I think I'm kind of...
It's so weird.
I'm kind of there, though.
Yeah? How so?
Yeah, I think that we've talked about it enough that it's now normalized in my head. Like, when we started talking about it, like, last week. Well, okay, actually, every week we've made some reference to training camps 3 weeks away, training camps 2 weeks away, training camps a week away. Last week, probably about Thursday or Friday, I was reading one of our 75 scripts here, and I threw out, next Thursday, the Browns head to West Virginia, and that's probably the first time it started sinking in. So now that we're almost a full week from that, it makes sense that it's normalized in my head, and that I think we're in the it's kind of best of both worlds. Football's backed, meaning we get to hear from players, coaches, what have you. We have storylines, Amari Cooper signing, CeeDee Lamb not reporting to camp, not going to report till he gets a new contract, Jordan Love and that contract situation.
You're like the ticker.
I really am. That's what I'm doing here. I'm just, it's like we're throwback to when I was the worst 2020 anchor on the station.
You're very handsy.
That's, everybody knows, Nick Wilson is very handsy.
They said that since day one.
Yeah.
Nick, you got those big hands and...
The meat hooks, if you will. But, no, I mean, I'm not surprised that Nick Chubb is on the PUP, nor Jack Conklin. And just a little clarification here, coming from Daryl Ryder's Twitter yesterday, when there was nobody on the PUP list, Nick Chubb was the guy to watch out for. It's so funny. I know that we're going to overreact to September football. I know we will. We do it every year. I'm not concerned if Nick Chubb doesn't see the field in September. And I'm not really concerned if Jack Conklin doesn't see the field till September. I think Nick will be and will continue to be one of the more important Browns from the win losses. From the running backs of the NFL, I think Nick Chubb has a significant amount of impact on wins and losses. Because I think he's the kind of player that opposing defensive players don't want to have to face off against. And I think that brings a psychological advantage on top of the fact he's an elite running back when healthy. But if we don't see him until mid-October, to me, this is one of those injuries where I'm okay with waiting a little bit longer if it means that when he comes back, it gives him a better chance to be all the way back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all about how much time Nick Chubb takes right now, how much time he needs to get himself back to being 100%, because you're right. When he does get back out there, there's a lot of guys that are going to look across the line of scrimmage and see him in the backfield and not want to have anything to do with him.
You know what's wild about this? So Nick had a comment at some point in the last couple of days. It actually might have been earlier this week, where he said, "This is the first time in my career that I feel like I'm behind because I'm not just focusing on getting, you know, ready for camp. I'm getting healthy." And I saw a lot of Browns fans react to that. And it was Browns Twitter that I saw it mostly from. And I was like, is this a story? Like, I think Like, think about it. Like, Nick has had injuries before, and I know that, you know, there was the knee injury at Georgia, and that actually is a big thing that complicated his trade value, despite the fact the dude was a beast at Georgia. But, like, I think it's only logical that this would be a little – this is a new experience for him because he's come into camp healthy every single year. And this is the first time where – he's not where I don't think he's saying like behind where everybody else is.
Right.
I think he's saying this is the first time I'm not where I am at this point, and that's a new experience. Like, how could that not be unnerving when you're used to being this machine that just every year, like clockwork, oh, I know where I have to be on July 24th.
No, I understand that, but he's going to have to get used to that because as you start to age as a football player, like things get to be a lot tougher on your body, and that's kind of where he's at. He again he's coming off an injury here, so that's kind of a different deal. But you know, you get up into your later 20s, it's going to be a challenge every single year to be ready for training camp and ready to go.
So we're gonna have more on this news, but again, the Browns starting with Nick Chubb and Jack Conklin amongst others on the PUP list. Greg Newsom is on the non-football injury list with apparently a hamstring injury. That one bears a little bit of watching because I didn't...
Hamstrings this time of year, you definitely are a little bit concerned about.
Yeah, and the fact that it's a non-football injury, wonder how did he get this? And, you know, it's just something to kind of keep an eye on. And speaking of keeping an eye on things, has the ball that John Kenzie Noel smacked last night, has that landed yet? Did you see that thing?
I did not.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if this dude's going to be able to keep the plate discipline he's had this year at AAA and now in the big leagues. I don't know if he's an everyday player, but I just want to watch this guy hit balls far. It's amazing. Like last night, and again, I still don't think he got every bit of it, but he hit this towering blast, and it went like, it almost went out of the ballpark. That's how hard he hit it. And I just got to say, I love watching that guy hit baseballs. And then Hosey got in, Quan got in earlier. The Guardians got the win. Do you feel a sense of relief?
It was nice to get the dub because every time they, you know, seemed to get out in front, they battle right back. And I thought it was going to come down to the end there. And thankfully, they were able to hold him off.
Yeah, that felt like a game that if – I actually think it's because we got to get to – I have been misquoted again by Anthony Lima. Other people might not care about trying to nail Jello to the wall. I'm going to attempt to do that at some point in this hour. I was misattributed again by Lima, but last night was a big win. And it's so funny. Like, there's two at this time of year. There are two opinions in baseball. There's either all is well and no game really matters, and we should just be here to enjoy baseball. Or our hair is on fire and this team is going to lose and this team is, it's panic. And so I look at last night, and if you lost last night, people would be absolutely panicking today. I had said yesterday that it felt like there was something riding on last night. And it felt like that this team took Monday's loss very, very hard. So it's apparent the team cares, and it's apparent I think fans were starting to get super agitated. And so if it was going to be a big loss, I think we can use just kind of basic properties to say it was a big win by the Guardians last night.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
For Trent! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.